This is KUT. It's been 7 weeks since Hurricane Harvey hit the Texas coast, and the small island town of Refugio is still in recovery mode. KUT's Jimmy Moss reports the process has been slower than residents would like, but spirits are still high.
Refugio is slowly getting back on its feet.
Well, it's been rough. Of course, we closed down for 2 to 3 weeks, you know, mold and stinky and stuff like that.
Mary Rushing is a florist. She owns Nana's Flower Box in Refugio. She has lived here for 17 years, and she says it's starting to look like the town she knows.
Now that they're starting to get all the garbage picked up off the streets, and it's starting to look a little clean again, people are feeling a little bit better, yeah.
She's seen business in the town of 2800 ebb and flow through the years, and for her, it's about to flow. A little bit.
We're coming back. Homecoming brought us back, and we're doing good again.
Homecoming in Texas for a florist means mum season, the giant flower arrangements high school kids wear through homecoming week. The homecoming game isn't for another 2 weeks because of Hurricane Harvey damage to Refugio Stadium. And school has only been in session for 4+ weeks, thanks to Harvey. Refugio High School Principal Brandon Duncan says for most Refugio kids, school was a welcome relief.
You know, in the chaos of trying to clean up a mess at your own home, and it's kind of like a vacation away from that.
And in that break from the chaos, they got some needed structure.
Get back in the routine, basically, you know, whether it be a set of rules to follow or the bell rings and I'm going to this class, and it's just a sense of order.
As for the town, there is still a long road ahead. 7 weeks ago, parts of homes, businesses, and trees were strewn across the town. Now the debris sits in neater piles. What was once a twisted canopy for a Shell station is now a neater clump of twisted metal, with the station still closed. Some of the other gas stations and the grocery store have reopened. Homes are still being repaired, while others sit waiting for work to begin. Some so damaged, they appear to have been abandoned. Jimmy Moss, KUT News.